With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. During a news conference, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said Barack Obama and top aides are guilty of plotting a coup against President Trump.
They conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration.
Gabbard also said a House Intelligence Committee report showed then CIA Director John Brennan intentionally suppressed intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin had compromising material on then Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and planned to release it after the 2016 election under the expectation that she would win. Gabbard said the report found that the material Putin had included high-level emails from the Democrat National Committee detailing evidence of, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, end quote, and heavy tranquilizer used by Hillary Clinton. DNC documents also discussed Clinton's many health problems. House Republicans are launching their own select subcommittee around the attack on the Capitol on January 6.
The effort, which would be led by Representative Barry Loudermilk, has been stalled for months over disagreement around its jurisdiction. But after the White House intervened, Loudermilk was granted power as its chair to issue subpoenas to compel testimony or information. Although the focus of the probe was not immediately clear, the Georgia Republican told reporters Wednesday the panel would review security and intelligence failures and request materials that weren't disclosed by the Democrat-led January 6th committee from the 117th Congress. He added that Judiciary Committee staff had already started some of the work. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. The Army is issuing an apology. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced the offices of New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Post reported that the Boogie Down Liberation Front, an anti-Israel group, claim responsibility for the vandalism. Evidently, the front is angry with the Congresswoman for voting against legislation that would have cut funding to Israel. This is SRN News. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slid in June.
It was the slowest pace since last September, as mortgage rates remained elevated and national median sales prices hit unprecedented levels. Existing homes fell 2.7% last month from May, according to the National Association of Realtors. Sales were flat compared with June last year. Home prices increased on an annual basis for the 24th consecutive month. John Scott reporting.
President Trump unveils an AI action plan. The plan disclosed Wednesday focuses on boosting AI technology exports, streamlining permits for energy-intensive data centers, and exporting American AI around the world. Uber testing a new women preferences feature. It pairs women drivers with women passengers. The option allows a female to request a woman driver, allows women drivers to accept only female passengers. It's been used in more than 40 countries since 2019. More details at SRNnews.com.